We're here with Dr. Roa Lopez, who is the director of Texas A&M's Natural Resources Institute. Dr. Lopez will be telling us a little bit about conservation easements today. Dr. Lopez, first of all, what is a conservation easement?
Conservation easement is a tool that is oftentimes used to protect lands that have unique characteristics or value. What in essence it does is it purchases the development rights of a piece of property to ensure that a certain land use continues into the future. So, for example, let's say you had a 100-acre farm, and that farm is of value from a water or wildlife perspective. A landowner who's interested, again, from a voluntary perspective, in participating in a conservation easement, and by his or her participation, it basically ensures that that farm or ranch continues as a farm or ranch into the future. You can sell the property, you can lease the property, you can continue to use it in many different ways, but it may not, for example, allow you to subdivide and build apartment complexes.
What are the benefits of employing a conservation easement in your land ownership?
So rural lands, working lands as we call them, maybe a farm, a ranch, a family forest that provides or affords us, you know, clean air, clean water, recreational opportunities, wildlife habitat, things of that sort. And so what a conservation easement does is ensures that those public benefits on these private lands continues into the future. In San Antonio, the city of San Antonio, and citizens of the city of San Antonio have voted now for several years to basically support the purchasing of conservation easements over the Edwards Aquifer. So a high percentage, 60-70% of the city's water comes from the Edwards Aquifer. And so by protecting lands that are farms and ranches over the recharge zone of surrounding areas, it basically ensures that our water supply continues to be clean and easy to treat. The value in the investment of working with landowners and so forth is much cheaper than the costs of water treatment. And so that's where a conservation easement can be extremely beneficial. Another example may be with the military. You know, so there are good neighbors for the military. Farmers and ranchers are great neighbors for the military. So if you've got a base that has a flying mission, a runway, you know, the last thing you want at the end of a runway is an apartment complex, as an example. So a conservation easement can be used, again, for landowners that are interested to maintain a farming activity, a ranching activity at the end of the runway. And so that's an example of another user, the military, that uses the tool of a conservation easement as a way to conserve the beneficial characteristics of open space, of working lands.
About how many acres in conservation easements do you estimate that we have here in Texas?
Texas, we have a little over 1.1 million acres of private lands that are under conservation easement. So Texas is comprised of 177 million acres. Of that, 83%, 142 million acres are working lands, are open spaces that, again, afford us with many public benefits. And so that's kind of the breakdown. It's a relatively small percentage, but it has increased in recent years as private landowners better understand the value of the tool, that have an interest in protecting their family ranch, family farm into the future. One of the things that's challenging in our state is fragmentation, land fragmentation. That's the breakup of a farm or ranch. So you have a 1,000-acre farm, a ranch that is subdivided, you know, passes on to the heirs of the family. Some may decide to sell, some may decide to further develop or subdivide those lands. And so a conservation easement serves to sort of prevent that from happening. And a very effective tool for conserving those, you know, private lands that have farming, ranching values into the future.
Well, obviously, these conservation easements are the focus or the primary issue relating to the most recent Texas Land Trends report that your organization has put out. Can you tell us a little bit about the report, where people can find it, and what some of the highlights would be of that report?
Sure. So our Texas Land Trends project is a project that focuses on tracking the trends of private lands. Working lands, you know, farms, ranches, family forests, and you can go to texaslandtrends.org or Google Texas Land Trends, and a copy of our most recent report that focuses on conservation easements is available there. The purpose of the report was to sort of characterize the status of conservation easements in the state, but more importantly, to value determine the value of those lands from a water perspective, from a wildlife perspective, and from obviously an agricultural production perspective. It's a way of demonstrating the value of these lands, and ultimately can hopefully be used to further pursue financial support for both state and federal programs moving into the future.
How does Texas compare to other states in terms of the amount of activity and the funding involved?
Texas is one of the leading agricultural states in the United States, and there are programs that are offered through the Farm Bill that Texas competes with fairly well, but obviously could do much better if there were state dollars to sort of match these federal dollars. I think the state has done a good job in using conservation easements, but there is opportunities for increasing the value of those of that tool and leveraging resources. And so there's a program that's administered by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, the Texas Farm and Ranchland Conservation Program, and that program can be used as matching dollars to federal dollars. It's a relatively new program in terms of having funding, and there are many interested parties that have been pushing for the continued funding of that program to again have state dollars to match with federal dollars to hopefully increase the overall participation and use of this important tool.
Can you give me a few more specifics as to what some of those financial benefits are, how they have an economic impact in the state?
So President Lyndon Baines Johnson once said that conservation starts where the first raindrop falls. And so if water conservation is important to our state, obviously incentivizing and promoting the protection of private lands is really important. So 1.1 million acres in essence produces almost a million acres, acre feet of water annually. And so in the case of the lands that are under conservation easement in Texas, they're contributing almost a million acre feet of water each year. And from an agricultural perspective, the statewide value of those conservation easement lands is about $63 million per year. And obviously that ranges from row crops to ranching to forestry. From a wildlife perspective, if those lands could be leased for wildlife, which obviously they can, most of them allow that to happen for hunting or recreational opportunities, the value from a lease perspective based on statewide estimates from the comptroller's office is $5.8 million per year are generated from those lands that are currently under conservation easement. So again, these private lands that are under easement continue to operate, and landowners have the flexibility to use them in various ways. Obviously, there's certain activities that are restricted, but they continue to provide us with clean water, provide us with habitat for wildlife, provide us with agricultural benefits from grazing to farming products and fiber if you're in a forested area and so forth.
We also have with us today Blair Fitzsimmons, and Blair is the CEO of the Texas Agricultural Land Trust. The Agricultural Land Trust is a partner in the report relating to conservation easements. And Blair, can you tell me a little bit about what conservation easements do in terms of their value to the residents of Texas?
A conservation easement is a really effective tool to help us protect critical natural resources. So for the Texas Agricultural Land Trust, our starting point is to protect the agricultural productivity of a property, of a working farm or ranch or timberland or hunting property. But those properties also yield additional benefits in terms of water resources, wildlife habitat, clean air, clean water. And so by protecting these working lands with a conservation easement, additionally, we protect these other values.
Where do you think that Texas would benefit the most in terms of landowners taking the time and effort to implement a conservation easement?
A conservation easement is voluntary. It's a negotiated transaction. No two conservation easements are alike, and that it is not an opportunity for public access or government control of the land. So there's not one particular part of the state that might benefit more than another necessarily. It's really by resource or by situation. So let me explain that. Let's see, in 2011, we had a drought of record. We had a pretty serious drought. And at that time, we were able to gain attention on the ability of a conservation easement to protect water resources. So that would be recharge zones, spring flows, that sort of thing. So essentially, we made the case for lose the land, lose the water, help protect that water through a conservation easement. Okay, then fast forward a couple of years, and we had record flooding and a huge hurricane that hit Texas. So in that case, we were able to make the case for using the conservation easement to protect that open space that mitigates the impacts of storm and flooding. So two totally different scenarios. One's really no land, no water, and the other one is no land, too much water. And so it really depends on the scenario. The nice thing about a conservation easement is that it's a voluntary tool that the landowner opts to use to protect the land, and it can be used for a number of different scenarios, not just water. Having a variety of financial incentives that make using a conservation easement attractive is very important as well.
What would you tell people who are wanting to get more information about conservation easements or take the initial steps toward finding out more about the conservation easements and possibly employing one of them for their land?
The first step is do your homework. A conservation easement doesn't work for every landowner and every family. So it's really important that you do thorough research, understand the implications and the benefits of using a conservation easement, and make sure it works for you. The second is to find a land trust who shares your philosophy, whose mission you connect with, and is a well-run organization. These conservation easements are in perpetuity. That means they run with the land, they're there forever. And so the land trust, which is the entity that holds the conservation easement, and is entrusted with upholding the terms of that easement, it's important to get that right. So do your homework, do your research, make sure that it works for you, make sure that it's consistent with your goals for that land and your family.